The Boston Marathon is an elite event. It's one of the few marathons in the US that actually enforces qualifying times. So competing in the event is something of a personal triumph. 56-year-old Jim Sloan crossed the finish line in 3 hours, 27 minutes. He finished 10 minutes before the twin blasts. He joins us now from a hotel overlooking the scene around the finishing line. Jim, hello there.
Hi, Fran.
Jim, do you feel lucky having made it through the tape just before these blasts?
Yeah, I do, and in particular my 20-year-old daughter, who is presently studying in Edinburgh, but came over here to support me in the event. She was standing at the finish line directly opposite where the blast happened. If I'd been running a bit slower and been 10 minutes slower, she would have been there when the blast went off, but fortunately I had got through the finish line before it happened.
Did you feel or hear any of these blasts? How close were you?
I did, but I was back in my hotel, which is, we're in the Western Copley Place, which is where the police have set up their command centre, on the 32nd floor, by the way. I was having a shower at the time, and I could feel the blast in the shower. Immediately came out, and my daughter and my running companion said that there was a, they watched it out the window. They saw the smoke coming out of the Marathon Sports. It appeared to be coming out of Marathon Sports' window.
And they were pretty clear it was a bomb blast, were they?
Yeah, it's pretty obvious it's a bomb blast. I know it's suggested that we shouldn't be saying it was a bomb. It was obviously an explosion, but one went off, and then about 12 seconds later, another one went off in the same bit of the finish straight. So these two devices were the finish straight in Boylston Street, which is the where the race finished and has finished apparently for the last 117 years. It's 500 metres long, and it's where most of the this huge amount of spectators you run down. It's an exhilarating feeling running down there, and there was a bomb at either end, and apparently from what I've heard from TV reports, there were bombs on the other side. But they didn't go off. The FBI found those bombs and dismantled them.
Well, talking about the FBI, reports suggest there's counter-terrorist units now moving up and down this stretch of the marathon and around the city looking for other devices. You, from your hotel room, as you say, you can see the command centre. You're overlooking the scene, really. What can you see? What's going on?
All we can see, it's all closed off. They've just basically closed off the finish line. You can see with the shop where the windows are blown out, but it's all barricaded off. So the whole area around central Boston's been closed down. We can't leave our hotel because they've locked down everyone in the hotels at the moment, and they've just basically closed the whole area off.
Bruce Gallerman was telling us there about some of the confusion caused by the cell phone network not working. I've also seen suggestions it was shut down to prevent any kind of mobile phone detonation of devices. Have you experienced the cell phone cellular network working or not working?
No, it seems to be working all right. My sister rang me, and Alex, and she got through, and we've been sitting here doing emails. So at least the email system, which is going over the cellular network, is working.
And are there lots of ambulances coming and going from the scene?
There were heaps of when it happened very quickly, within less than a minute, there's just screaming ambulances, fire engines, and police cars on the scene. I mean, this is a very major event, the marathon, and it's 27,000 competitors, and it's a big deal here in the US. And there was TV cameras filming this, and they have a lot of support. I mean, it's a fantastic event. It's a very sad thing to happen because it's one of the, I've done lots of long endurance events, and this is one of the best. That the crowd are just fantastic, even for people like me who, are back in the field. I'm not up the front with the magnificent Kenyans or anything, but they're just very enthusiastic and friendly and welcoming and happy, and it's just a very sad thing to happen.
It's a terrible thing to have happened. It's a good thing. I wouldn't be too coy about your time, Jim. 56 years old, 3 hours 27. Thank God you were running quickly this morning.
My training partner, David Cromarty, from Albury, ran Canberra Marathon on Sunday, and he's 61, and David did 3 hours and 12 minutes, but he only got second in the over 60s, so there is a few, you know, pretty fit old guys around still.
Oh, well, you keep practicing, Jim, and thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Fran.
Jim Sloan, he's a resident of Albury, and he was joining us there from Boston, having just finished the Boston Marathon 10 minutes before those twin bomb blasts that occurred around the finish line of the race. It's 16 minutes to 8.